You are listening to the audio production of Live Your Truth and Other Lies, exposing popular deceptions that make us anxious, exhausted, and self-obsessed by Elisa Childers, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author. For my husband, Mike, who has never wavered from truth. Chapter 1, Airplanes. Trust me, even though I've never done this before. No caress is sweeter than your charity, and no love is more rewarding than the love of your truth, which shines in beauty above all else. St. Augustine, Confessions. My finger was literally on the button. Everything in me wanted to click like and share. Why am I not doing it? I thought. The author of the meme was a Christian, the quote sounded positive and life-affirming, and it would surely encourage and uplift my social media friends. I still can't do it, but why? With my index finger lightly tapping the top of the computer mouse, I sat pondering my hesitation. Then, in a sudden burst of clarity, the Holy Spirit was all like, snap out of it. Oh yeah. I was hesitating because, although this quote sounded nice, it was not biblical. It was actually a lie, a happy little lie. Have you ever found yourself in a similar spot? I can't tell you how many times I've checked social media only to see a message like, follow your heart, and I'm thinking, oh, that's nice. I hit like before I have a chance to remember, oh wait, the last time I followed my heart, it got smashed to bits and took me years of counseling to recover. Trust your instincts, they never lie. Now, that one landed me in traffic court. What if those little slogans that sound positive and life-affirming are really just lies that will unhinge us from truth, reality, and hope? Relying on popular wisdom can cause unnecessary pain and confusion. In other cases, it leads to absolute bondage to whatever virtue signal of the day is dominating the internet. Are you tired of feeling like you have to check social media to find out what you're supposed to think? Are you weary of the latest self-help book that promises to set you free, but only imprisons you with a laundry list of studies to consider, positive affirmations to recite, Facebook groups to join, causes to advocate for, and other books to read? It seems as if it were really self-help, I shouldn't need all this outside support. In that moment of hesitation over a meme, I realized that there are endless ways truth can be spun, manipulated, covered up, and even used to promote deception. Often, the lie is christened with religious language, so the temptation to share it without thinking is real. As A.W. Tozer said, too much of contemporary Christianity is borrowed from the philosophies of the world and even other religions, phrases and mottos that on the surface look great, but are not rooted in scripture, or that mostly bolster one's self-image. These happy little lies are pithy assertions that sound good, safe, optimistic, and constructive. They look great stitched on a pillow, digitized into a meme, or turned into a slogan. They are usually stated in a positive form, like believe in yourself and you are perfect just as you are. You see, the best lies are the ones that sound the most beautiful. They are made up of at least 50% truth. Sometimes they are almost totally true. But that small bit that spins the entire outcome, that's the important part. Our culture is brimming with slogans that promise peace, fulfillment, freedom, empowerment, and hope. These messages have become such an integral component of our American consciousness that many people don't even think to question them. They sound nice and carry an illusion of truth. Often, these messages are popularized by social media celebrities who claim to be Christians, promote their materials as being in agreement with Christian principles, and publish on Christian platforms and venues. The problem? They are lies. Newbie. More than ever before, people are looking to their own hearts, opinions, preferences, biases, and predispositions to guide them through life. In other words, we have learned to trust our feelings. But how is that working out for us? It is leading to all sorts of problems. And in so many cases, didn't we get ourselves into this mess in the first place? Today, we have authors, influencers, and life coach gurus peddling their personal transformation stories as models for others to follow. Their advice is frequently based on very recent life-altering decisions that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?